Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the latest cattle on feed numbers with Darrell Peel in just a moment.
Ranchers, this is Red Steagall. I'm planning to see you at the Hemp Hill County, Texas A&M AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas on April 25th. Now, the conference this year is more important than ever with all the changes in markets, environments, and our ever-changing world. Nationally known speakers will address important subjects critical to your beef cattle business. Contact the Hemp Hill County AgriLife Extension Office to register. 806-323-9114. That's 806-323-9114.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Latest cattle on feed numbers out from Friday afternoon, and we have the opportunity right after that report to talk with livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel of Oklahoma State University.
Well, this, I guess as a general assessment, I think this report will be viewed a little bit negatively. It's hard to predict how the market might react to it. But if you think about a cattle market and a futures market in particular that's been pretty strong here lately and all this, but also looking like it might be near some sort of a seasonal top, this might be the thing that puts that top in. So that said, the on-feed total actually came in just fractionally up from last year. You know, the pre-report estimate was for it to be down fractionally, so not a major difference, but it is up slightly. Placements would be the surprise in this report. If you identified one, placements came in at 111% of last year. The average trade guess was about 106, although there were analysts that thought it would be at least up around 8 to 9% up. And I think in some cases, there's not that much surprise that the placements come in this big. The marketing's number was pretty close to expected, up about 10% from this time last year.
Now, with that placement number where it is, I guess, is this a response to the fact that this market has been maybe a little bit better than a lot of people thought it would be?
Well, I think it does reflect a couple things. Obviously, it reflects just a general growing supply of feeder cattle. There's more cattle out there coming through the pipeline, and so we're going to see increased placements just from the standpoint of that pipeline of supplies that continues to grow. But I think probably more importantly, it reflects the fact that when you look at the change in improvements for feedlot margins, feedlot profitability looks much better. Feedlots have been more willing to place cattle, so they're jumping on these cattle. And so that's not really surprising either at this point.
When you look at that marketing number, this tells me as much as anything that we're still, pretty current in what we're doing.
I think that's right. And in fact, I think the main point that's been missed in some cases in the last few months, we put a lot of attention generally most months on the placement number, looking ahead to what's coming at us. But I think there's been, probably some people have overlooked the marketing's number for the last several months. We've had very aggressive marketings. We've pulled cattle ahead. I think what we've done over the last 6 to 8 months with marketings is what really sets up the strong cattle market that we have today. And as long as that continues, the fact that placements are up is less of an issue because we are current. We're moving these cattle in a timely fashion. We're keeping carcass weights down. And all of that is the best possible way you can handle a growing number of cattle coming through the system.
When you look at where we are right now, with this, this overall on-feed number, just under, 11 million head, you feel like that we're continuing to be, pretty well where you would think we would be, given the fact that we are gradually starting to increase the overall cattle supply?
I really do. Again, I mean, if anything, I think so far this year we've been somewhat pleasantly surprised with the strength in this cattle market. I think there's reasons, again, that date back to last year in terms of what we did that set that up. So I'm comfortable with where we are. I'm comfortable with the idea that we're going to go through, the rest of the year here, even with, increasing overall supplies. But that doesn't necessarily have to translate into a lot of additional pressure. We've just described that we're handling these supplies as good as you can from the standpoint of moving them timely, keeping weights down. The other side of it, of course, is that we've got very strong beef demand that's really helping support the market and absorb these additional supplies. So I'm comfortable with where we are, and I'm comfortable that we can maintain a relatively strong market here for the foreseeable future, knowing that, of course, we're going to have some seasonality here. We're going to see these prices break from the spring peaks here any time now. But that's a seasonal thing, and I don't think it has to be more than that.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Your cattle, your legacy, your biomass. Biomass is designed to feed the GI tract of your livestock. Stable gut health is critical for raising profitable cattle. It's even more important during calving season when newborn calves experience many stresses. Biomass maximizes herd performance and profitability, along with giving your new calves a leg up in life. Call me, Reese Williams, the Oklahoma All-Tech Rep, at 575-218-1061 to find out how you can get your biomass. And remember, it's your cattle, your legacy, your biomass.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.